And in case you missed it, it looks like the Clara Barton Parkway is now open between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. We see traffic coming through at that traffic light at Clara Barton and the Chain Bridge on the Canal Road. So lanes should be reopened with no longer being diverted onto the Glen Echo turnaround there. Traffic should be flowing, but watch for any delays. You'll also find on the northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway near Greenbelt Road. That was a report of a crash with delays almost back to 410. But we're also seeing delays on the outer loop from Route 50 trying to get onto the ramp to the northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So it may be somewhere within that ramp getting on to the northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway where the crash may be. Southbound 270 near Montrose Road, the wreck was on the left side. Earlier, it was eastbound 117 Clopper Road at First Field Road. The lanes had been shut down for the crash. Watch for any redirection. 50 at 197, the left side blocked both ways with the cleanup from the truck crash. Now in Virginia, it is southbound 95 near Lorton Road, the left lane blocked with the crash, then a delay that continues across the Occoquan, but your lane should be open. Selling your car, watch out for fake payments, unsafe meetups, endless haggling, or you could just sell to Fitzgerald and know exactly who you're dealing with. Go to FitzBuysCars.com today. I'm Rita Kessler, your next traffic report in about 10 minutes.